Well, let me think, what was I gonna ask? Remember here, I had a piece of paper.
So who you talk to when you were in the cyber? You talk to them?
Yeah.
Quite a character, huh?
He is. He talks a lot.
He does.
Hard to keep up with. Yeah, and I talked to Jeanette Cypress.
Uh-huh.
And I've been talking to Jimmy O'Toole of Osceola.
Jimmy O'Toole?
Yeah, and I used to know when I was here before.
All right.
And I talked to Jim Shore. And I talked to, what's the name of their, George Johnson, who runs
the Bureau?
No, he runs the land.
Real
estate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he's not with the Bureau? Bureau of Indian Affairs?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think he works for the tribe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was trying to catch up on how things are organized. So
mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what the Miccosukee tribal setup is? How is it organized? You got a council?
Miccosukee tribe is set up where it's actually community control.
Uh-huh.
Where the tribe, the general council is made up anybody that's 18 and over.
18 and over.
Yeah, and they have a voice in how the government is run.
You have meetings?
Meetings 4 times a year for general council.
Uh-huh.
Then business council meets every month to keep things moving and kind of report back to general council of progress or any problems or anything new that's coming. So before, general council used to meet once a month because they were part of the business council, but then they kind of put the side because they picked, they wanted.
Uh-huh.
There were some things that, on the business aspects of it, that some of the people want to come and get answers, and sometimes the elderly don't want to give answers right now. So.
Yeah.
This is Marla Sanders, administrative assistant.
Hi.
We talked on the phone, I think.
And so it's set up in such a way where they did handle the general council and the tribe kind of handle all the businesses, but then later on some of the issues as business decisions that they thought if they can get the elected officials to be part of the business council, we could help run the administrative daily affairs and
mm-hmm.
then come back. And
when did that happen, roughly?
Probably early 60s, not too long after they were set up.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it's organized formally on paper, this
yeah.
new way.
Yeah.
Then there's elections for the...
Yeah, the election was every 3 years.
Every 3 years.
Then about 16 years ago, they decided they're going to go into every 4 years. So now everything is set up every 4 years that we have elections.
Who votes?
Anybody that's over 18.
No matter where they live?
Pretty much. We send out absentee ballots. But
mm-hmm.
first, we got to let them know the notices of the election are coming, and if they want to vote and they request for the absentee ballots, and they can play the vote.
How many people about don't live here? They're tribal members?
Probably a small number, but what, no more than 15,
mm-hmm.
maybe less than 10.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, we're one tribe that most people get educated, come back home. But in other places, they go away.
Yeah. Yeah. Tribe pays for education?
We do when we can, when we can afford it.
Yeah. College education, too?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
How many college educated people are there, do you think?
That I really don't know. See, we've got, for a small tribe, I would say that it's not much by other people, maybe about close to 20,
mm-hmm.
I would say. Then some in the verge of getting their bachelor's.
And what's the size of the population now?
About 4 something.
400.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What about outmarriage? There's an awful lot of that among the Seminoles.
We'll probably have probably about 2 or 3% that are small.
Yeah.
I would say about 5 couples we just have around it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a funny setup. People might think we're prejudiced, racist, but the way the Constitution and tribal philosophy, and this takes into account the non, what we call Anglo style of marriage, living,
mm-hmm.
and how they have it, is that head of household is responsible for everything. So if a young lady marries outside, like black person, white person, then they gotta follow that lead. So we expect the young lady to move out and live in that community, because the person who's responsible for that well-being of that person has got to be, I would say, held accountable, I guess, in a way. So a young man's got to make a living, support the wife.
You don't count the woman as the head of the household anymore?
No.
The woman owned the property within the tribe?
Okay, now.
Within the tribe.
Now, within the tribe in itself, if the young lady marries another Indian person, then all the siblings or whatnot becomes the mother's side.
Yeah.
Okay. But on here, this is where the distinctions come in.
Yeah. How about if a Miccosukee man marries a...
Okay, then he becomes a household for that Anglo-European style marriage, then the family of the young lady expects this young man to take care of her, so then he can bring her, live in the reservation, and he's got to be responsible for that.
And the children of this kind of marriage,
we're really getting the micro.
Yeah.
Since the mother, the young lady is Anglo, don't have plans,
yeah.
Sometimes they're not voted into Miccosukee. You know, they'll be responsible for them, but as receiving benefits under the tribe, as per se as Miccosukee, it wouldn't, because no clan.
Mm-hmm. And the children, the same way?
The same way. Now, we probably cover doctors and stuff like that. We do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as anywhere, land holding down the road, they wouldn't qualify.
Yeah. How about if they marry Seminole?
Seminole, that's even less. No, there we would expect that young man to take care of the young lady, but they can live on the reservation. Yeah, but anything of property holdings would stay within Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, the young man. Now that was the Mississippi female. Now the young man, basically same, but similar, would not have that much right as here again in this tribe either. So if they were to separate, divorce, all the property would remain with the young man.
With the young man?
Yeah, because it's a Miccosukee member of Miccosukee land. Now some of them, people on both sides, man or female, that have been married into the family before something happens, either spouse dies or that type, sometimes the family just kind of let them stay.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say, say leave or anything like that. But most majority, sometimes, sometimes they go back home. But we don't try to push them out.
How about shifting from being Miccosukee to being Seminole, or being Seminole to being Miccosukee?
Okay, now let's even get more far-fetched. because that's why a lot of deliberation goes on during the membership time. Who's mm-hmm. going to be allowed to become a Miccosukee member? You got to have, in a way, the way this ruling was set up by the tribe is that you have to been, the mother has to been born before 62 and eligible at 62. In 1962.
When the tribal role was set up.
Because it kind of gave 6 months Grace didn't close the school. So now, if an elderly lady was born before 62, she can qualify. Then all her kids can qualify.
Mm-hmm.
But if she doesn't enroll, and all the kids want to enroll, and they were born after 62, they really can't be allowed to join.
Mm-hmm.
Some things we've been lax, now they've been trying to be a little bit more strict. Yeah. Then you ask, some people want to go seminar and go to Mississippi. First, they make sure that everything they borrow or whatever they have here has been paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Clear, they can go. No lien, I guess they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
be a member, and the way you used to have it, if you left, sometimes they won't let you back in. It depends on case by case how
mm-hmm.
they look at it.
And who decides?
The General Council.
The General Council says they voted out at 18.
Yeah, and looking at the constitution of the tribe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then, a Seminole person who wants to join would not have accepted any settlement money.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the land claim.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody of age has received claims money, automatically they're not eligible. To
mm-hmm.
seek membership for the
so Miccosukee haven't taken claims
no.
money?
It's mm-hmm. still in the treasury.
Mm-hmm. Same with the so-called independents?
Yeah, some of them get it, but what we say is Miccosukee tribe, we say that none of them are membership is going to pay it, but
mm-hmm.
we don't want money disappearing, we get accused of
yeah.
taking it. So we say we make sure you put it in treasury, and it's there. We know it's there, then we know it's not taken.
Do you think maybe you'll use it sometime in the future?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Because we look at it as what you're giving up is not an aboriginal right.
Yeah.
A lot of land rights, a lot of resources, uses rights. You're giving a whole lot more than just somebody giving you compensation because they took land.
Yeah.
It has a lot of titles that goes
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
And that's not explained.
Yeah.
You sit and look at it. And so there's a lot more given than just what's being paid. So actually, it's like, in your case, you sell a home. Once you sell a home, you can no longer have authority
yeah.
to go back. You're given up all the right
yeah.
until you pay something
yeah.
back to get in. That's
yeah.
how you lock yourself out.
Yeah.
And that's how the type is.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, so
I knew an Indian lawyer who was talking about cases in New England where
mm-hmm.
he said he had trouble because when the state offered or the government offered to settle,
mm-hmm.
the people were often anxious to
settle
to take the money.
Mm-hmm.
And he would think, sometimes he would say, but in the long run, maybe it's better not to settle
mm-hmm.
because then in the future you can continue to fight.
Yeah,
but on the other hand, if they need the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even at that, money is only spent and it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But land is always there.
Yeah, and the right to it.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Yeah. And God is not around to make another real estate.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no matter what kind of pricing, there's not enough money.
Does the government say to you every now and then, what about that?
Yeah, they come around every night and we refuse to meet mm-hmm. with them.
Because yeah, it must be getting interest.
I'm pretty sure, but even that we don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So up to now. But people who are interested want to get it. Well, we used to say they welcome to Dathan, but they have to first relinquish and not think about ever coming back.
Uh-huh. Does that happen?
No, not at
the moment.
Yeah. Not at the moment.
But so,
now
so
we have
if they joined the Seminole, they couldn't get a share of the.
Yeah, that I don't know. We don't even begin to think that because once
yeah.
you start asking for it, but then people think you're interested in it.
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, so we don't even think about it. We just say
yeah.
no. So with some members, anybody that's over 18, I think they did get it. So,
it's yeah.
so they could never become and join the tribe.
Yeah.
Now, youngsters who are people who still Miccosukee enroll their kids in the Seminole, and they like to bring them back, and we say, first,
yeah.
well, why'd you do that anyway?
Yeah.
So, but if they don't get any money, they have to sign statements, the tribe's got to verify, then we'll accept them. Yeah. Marla, is that your dad?
Yeah.
Look, see, I have something. So this is my, we kind of place it and follow it closely.
Yeah.
This is Mr. Poole, he's from the Otter clan. and his father and his uncle all worked on the Constitution for us, but also kind of did the political legwork prior,
mm-hmm.
60s and 50s, these are the people involved all the time, so that's why I always like to get them in for the consensus, but also that some of the work that their relatives did, and I don't know, sometimes
yeah.
I ask, so if I do give an answer, I want to be try to be accurate when
yeah.
possible.
Yeah.
That's why there are no chiefs here. Everything's on consensus.
Because yeah. I remember when I was here in the 50s, the agency, particularly
mm-hmm.
Marmon, who was the superintendent,
mm-hmm.
was pushing to that everybody should organize.
Mm-hmm.
And the people
yeah,
along
but
the tree,
the people didn't. The bureau didn't understand that tribes always been organized.
Yes.
Not the way federal government,
that's
European
it.
Style.
That's it. Yeah.
And that's what, even to this day, they still
yeah.
don't understand.
Yeah.
So that's why we try to educate as much as possible.
So you think that the organization that we've been talking about is a sort of a compromise, a front?
Yeah, compromise, but we know that's one setup, but we also have the proper, we call it proper setup, where you get consensus before it goes.
Yeah. How about Green Corn? Is there a court day at Green Corn?
That they do have, but me being elected, I become state,
mm-hmm.
and that's religion, so we try to keep religion and state apart.
Uh-huh. That's new. Used to be the same thing.
Uh-huh. See, that's right. Where it didn't work that way. It never was.
Uh-huh.
So, because you can have court, but you got to have a certain type of people in there before it goes.
Yeah.
And so, here, because we deal with a lot of the Bureau, we
yeah.
deal with a lot of, like I say, European stuff,
yeah.
so we try to keep everything in here, so we try not to get any kind of in-house policy, the Bureau
yeah.
policy, state policy, and all that,
yeah.
Never reach people with the Green Corn, because
yeah.
they deal strictly with Indian
yeah.
stuff, and so we keep that separate.
But I can imagine situations where something has settled at Green Corn, but the state or the federal government disagrees.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah.
But we look at it, it's our people,
yeah.
it's our community,
yeah.
and a lot of people talk about community control, and that's
yeah.
what they need to be looking at. But they don't understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they think anything that's written, that they did is better than somebody who
yeah.
doesn't put everything down. And I look at it, forgive me, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. People who got it right have less memory, but they got to write something to remember.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, I know
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so what we try to do is that you got to pay attention and try to listen as much as possible, because you're going to be the next person to bring down history for that person,
yeah.
for the youngster. They said it's too convenient if you got to write it.
I hope it continues, but
yeah. Well, that's why I look at it as that people try to listen with intent, so that way
yeah.
come with understanding.
Yeah, that brings up another
yeah.
thing I wanted to talk about, which is the survival of the language.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to take. See, if you write it down, kids probably won't read it, but in a reaction with parents,
yeah.
elders, all that,
yeah.
then it keeps interest alive in spoken language.
Yeah.
That's how we look at it.
Are there children here who don't speak Miccosukee?
I'm pretty sure there must be one or two,
yeah.
but most majority
yeah.
are kept home, and first thing they speak is got to be Miccosukee, then they can come learn otherwise. The reason why I say that is that there's TV now,
yeah.
radio.
Yeah. In schools?
In schools. So.
You got your own schools?
Yeah.
For how long are they?
K through 12.
K through 12.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. with Miccosukee teachers?
Not at the moment, you know. But we got Miccosukee teachers, and some people call teacher aides. Then we got linguists in there, some of our own people.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's language. The language is taught in.
Yeah, we here again work with another fella, David West.
Yes, I knew him.
Yeah. See, when I was there, I visited the Cypress Youngster, and everybody said that man always asked questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he was hired down here for a while. Right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he was today.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
But I think he knew how to write the language.
Yeah, he did. But then other people go around saying that they can write it.
Yeah.
I know there are some people working with Chittimacha tribes and stuff like that, so they want to come help us preserve our language. And I said, we do that.
Julian Granberry.
Huh?
Julian Granberry.
Yeah, I think
about?
So. And yeah. I said, well, right now, when we do come to that stage, we'll let you know. But right now, I said, we're doing okay.
Yeah. Well, frankly, I don't think he's the right one.
No. Okay. Well, I look at it is that if you don't use it, you lose it.
I'm sure you're right.
So we always try to get everything in Indian as much as possible. The problem is Europeans come up with new inventions with new names, and we're going to have to improvise and give it a proper name.
Yes. Yeah.
So not only things is evolving, changing names, is always there.
Yeah. Well, there are countries where, non-European countries, where there's specialists in inventing names so that you don't have to borrow it from English or French or whatever, Spanish. But
this is, so I think we rely on a lot of our elderly, a lot of our extended family to keep the community mores and morals and stuff like that. What people call it virtue.
Yeah.
So.
But it's very noticeable, the difference. I mean, we stopped by the, what do you call it, the 4th, around the, when was it? We were here about, my wife and I, about 85 or something like that. In the middle of the summer, we had a kind of a
festival.
And then we were here, and when was it? About the 1st of January, when you have 4th of January, something like that.
Right.
And both times we were impressed by the number of children that we passed through, that passed by, that were speaking Miccosukee.
Yeah.
But compared to Big Cypress, it's
more
different.
You've got to teach your language first.
Yeah.
No matter how well-educated you are, it doesn't make sense.
But it isn't only teaching it, it's having situations where that's the language that you hear and use all the time. Otherwise,
you live in Indian community, and that's where you're going to spend your life in Indian community. So people ask me what I feel being Indian. I said, breathing out, in and out, just like the rest of you folks. My living style is just different, that's all.
But Big Cypress, parents speak English to their children.
Yeah.
So
they try not to do that, so that way they understand the Miccosukee.
Yeah.
And no compulsory education.
Uh-huh.
So, and the Bureau accepted, state had a hard time accepting it, but now they do. Because we got to keep that language alive.
Yeah.
Okay, you need English to get around,
but
you need to have your own. And so why should we sacrifice our lifestyle, language, and heritage to something that's foreign?
Yeah.
So sometimes they have big debates that may be English only, and we say, no, ask us, and we like to see everybody speak and throw away English and Spanish and speak only Indian.
Yeah. Well, I think you're very unusual in the country.
I don't know.
The success that you've had in keeping the language.
Well, the only thing I can say, the success does not lie with me, it lies with him.
It's the community.
Yeah. The people older.
Yeah.
And I can only carry out what they want done.
Yeah.
I find it, if you get a group to move, it moves smoothly. Then one person getting ahead and trying to move a group by pulling on.
Yeah.
It's too much work.
Yeah.
And you can't get things done.
Can you talk a little bit about, I keep hearing about so-called independent.
That, I couldn't do that because I really don't know. My function is to deal with Mississippi tribe and its members and its life.
Driving here from, I came down 29 and then drove east.
Yeah, there would be some camps.
There's some camps.
Mixture, so the only thing I can tell you would be that you're going to have to try to visit them. Because
is there something like four camps about
that? I don't
five,
know.
5-10 miles west of
it should be that, or I don't know if the people don't tell me, and I think it's one thing, they tell me another, so I just leave it alone.
Okay.
And I come under instructions from general counsel, and the tribe says that you're elected, and your job is not only to deal with the Pacific tribe and its community and its membership.
Yeah.
So. If they have somebody who speaks for them, they'll be the one to do that. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to find the guy that speaks for them.
Everybody, I guess.
Yeah.
See, I thought you were calling from Washington.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should have been more
specific. If your neighborhood, then it's fine. But if you're way out, then things moving.
Yeah. Well, I hope to come back sometime soon with the manuscript. I have to turn it in, I don't know, July, August.
Uh-huh.
I'm just beginning to think about it.
You let us know ahead of time. We get maybe another person to sit in on it, so that way they understand. Let me explain to these two fellas what you're about.
Okay.
Yeah. Julia. I'll be able to talk to you later. So you can't do it. This is Josie's grandson. So his grandfather was Josie Billy. That's from the wife from the other clan that he was married to. It's a small world, huh?
Yeah.
Well, he was busy, so he got around a lot. But there are a lot of things that we look at, but we try to get the tribe its own membership, but also in clan to make sure that they're properly represented.
Mm-hmm.
The way we have it set up is that generally it's got to be three or four more clans before we can start general council. So that way everybody hear what the problems are, anything so that we can have an input from.
Mm-hmm. Is still prohibition on marrying within the clan?
That's what, that is a no-no.
It's a no-no.
Yeah, it's always been prohibition because everything is under clan system.
Yeah.
Just because surname change doesn't change the clan.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah. But apparently there's been some trouble among the Seminoles. I don't know how much.
Yeah.
They still pay attention, but it's...
So we try to keep everything in line as much as possible.
So what you were saying earlier, that you're more conservative.
Yeah, we try to be.
Yeah.
I don't know how people look at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Traditional, maybe is a better word.
Yeah, traditional.
Yeah.
You know, if we were in the Jewish section, I don't know where we would be. Since they have so many sects of different, like, you know, some modern, some ultra-conservative.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What is it?
So people tell us we have no education, but I look at it, we have plenty of education.
Yeah.
An Indian system, not in maybe European, but people don't understand that.
Yeah. what do you think, what am I going to say, what's the, what should I say in this thing that I've got to write about, what are the main differences between Miccosukees and Seminoles?
I don't know, maybe I'm the Miccosukee, just saying maybe, born ignorant, been losing ground ever since.
I wasn't thinking of saying something like that.
Huh?
I wasn't thinking of that.
Oh.
I thought in recent times you've been gaining ground, among other things.
Yeah, but, you know, other things. But, you know, here again, it really tried to keep everything in the community, with Indian families involved, membership involved of what's going around them, so people understand that they're part of that community. And it can't function without their input.
Yeah. Can you talk a bit about the recent troubles with over land or the state and the government?
Well, you know, the problem is that you can read, I can read,
yeah,
but people try to interpret differently.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, so I look at it is that we have some guy interpret differently, and we keep looking at it differently, and Congress agreed with it.
Yeah.
You know. You said what we said back in 34 and 29 and 37, 47, that this is what we meant.
Yeah.
And Park tried to say that, well, you set it up for Nandi flora and fauna. They had no people. They said no.
Yeah.
That's for European looking at it. Mm-hmm. Indian people were there before, and they were pretty much grandfathered in. And what they said was that if the park is created, they would not disturb Indian people and let them live subsistence hunting and use the Everglades undisturbed.
Yeah.
So now they try to come up and say that we got to move out because of that new law.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Oh, Houston, yeah. Okay. If you can load it up and bring it down and put it where it was before, it'd be okay. In the front. Do you remember where the other boat is parked? Moment. How did it go? Hena so. Hena so into much. Hena is only into much. How? Oh my so. How? How? Oh, bye-bye. These new telephones, I can't hide anymore.
Yeah.
Bill collectors.
I just got my wife one of those, like you said.
Yeah.
So this, the recent thing was over housing on the edge
housing,
of the edge of the
village. The part was for not residential.
Uh-huh.
So you can't develop.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So. And you won.
Yeah, we won because it took Congress, we went to court, and judge sit on the fence because he don't want to do one thing, but I think he was kind of pro-government, so he wanted to do something for the government.
Yeah.
But if he'd done something on other matters, he got reversed before.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the Department of the Interior and the Park Service were opposed.
Yeah, opposed, and they said, well, you know, it's not really for residential, it's not for even Indian people.
Yeah.
And that's not what language say that created the park.
Yeah.
So we went back to Congress and showed them the record, explained what's going on, that we get accused not following federal guidelines for water quality, environmental, that, and we have scientists, they have scientists, but what we put together did not, how would you say, disturb Congress.
Yeah.
But Park kind of put a scare tactic and helped us. When they see what's going on, they look at, you know, you can always say state facts.
Yeah.
But evidence is the one that's the key.
Yeah, persuading the judge or whoever it is that's deciding.
Yeah. That's why. Anybody can file, anybody can make statements, factual statements.
Yeah.
What follows is one that determines it, and it's called evidence.
Yeah.
And if you can have evidence that contradicts the other person's facts, that come out ahead. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
So we were able to meet And then we had Corps of Engineers who give us permit over objections to the park. Mm-hmm. Because the criteria they use, we meet.
Mm-hmm. So, environmental control and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And water quality, mm-hmm. Other things. So, we were able to get permit, and that's what started saying that, well, we're not the landowners. They said, the tribe is not the landowner. Mm. And we said, no, it can't be, because Seminoles did get land settlement.
Yeah.
And that's what they gave up. We understand that, but Mississippi never did. Uh-huh. See?
Yeah.
And that come to play.
Uh-huh.
Because it says you give up all Aboriginal rights in Florida,
yeah,
and all the property that you used before.
Yeah.
So, people don't look at it, but that's what,
yeah,
it's connected.
It's connected. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
How can we give that up?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the park said that they want to create park to protect Indian people as well as the wildlife,
yeah,
and the plant life.
Yeah.
Because they were there before. We want to keep that intact.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even their own representatives, the park people, say that before. Because congressional records,
yeah,
asked.
Yeah.
They said, you know, when you create park with Indian people, you are creating a home,
yeah,
for Indians. If you know this, it's just we do, and that's what we want.
Yeah.
So.
There was also a fight over the Bingo land, wasn't there?
No.
Or a disagreement?
No, what happened? No disagreement, we just had a management.
Mm-hmm.
When you tell me you're going to manage Bingo for me, make profit, and we get our share, you get your share, but if you want to take my share and tell me you didn't make money, I have a problem.
But the land it's on is tribal land?
It's tribal land.
How did you get that land?
Through congressional.
Uh-huh.
Since this is the part, we know that.
Yeah.
And we say we wouldn't do business. So we say, look, we live everywhere, we like it, but
yeah,
we don't want development.
Uh-huh.
But we need a place where we can develop for good economic base for our tribal government and its members.
So the federal government gave you the land on that, for that,
yeah,
reason?
Yeah. That's why we say that Everglades here, we don't want no big development.
Yeah.
But we say if we have some land aside that we can develop,
yeah,
and then revenue producing, that would help.
When did that happen?
88.
88.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So the struggle over with the park was later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the argument,
yeah,
you
could, because
use
that, we were able to say,
yeah,
even in 1929, 34, 37, and 47,
yeah,
say there's this homeland in Mississippi,
yeah,
and develop a lot of big does big do would hurt the Everglades and everything else.
Yeah.
But and also town has bigger population. If you're gonna do something, you ought to be close to population,
yeah,
so you don't, people don't drive, yeah, far to get there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Looks to me like it'll compete with the Seminole.
I don't think it would.
No.
No. Even the chairman over there says, yeah, 60 miles away is no competition,
yeah,
because it has its own group.
Yeah.
You know what, 2 or 4 million people in 2 counties?
Yeah. And all the people from the north.
Yeah.
Whereas you got the people from the south, maybe.
Yeah, well, you
South
know.
Americans and,
yeah,
Caribbean.
But there's mixture.
Yeah.
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 So.
And that hotel is going up. Is the,
yeah,
sign says open in the summer?
June.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That looks like it ought to produce a profit.
Oh, I hope so. It better.
Yeah.
So we're taking a big gamble.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But you see, that's what we say in tribal government here, at least when you develop close to the town,
yeah,
and you try to get the Everglades here,
yeah,
you know, less development, so people can still enjoy their lifestyle,
yeah,
of way of living in peace and quiet, where,
yeah,
they can hunt and fish and still grow their crops on the island.
Yeah.
So that's,
so there's still people growing,
yeah,
hops off the,
uh-huh,
off the trail.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you do that, if you lose that, you lose almost like an arm,
yeah,
or a leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
And exercise is good for you, remember?
Yes.
It keeps everything running, going.
How many fields are there off the trail?
We probably have about 2 or 3 right now.
Uh-huh. North of the trail?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the park's south.
Yeah. The reason why is this. Last 3 years, park decided not to flood National Forest. So they make state of Florida hold all the water and submerge all the islands.
So you flood it out.
So in a way, how they try, always try to find a way to punish tribes.
Yeah. Either intentionally or accidentally.
Yeah, well, to me, I always look at it as intentional.
Yeah.
Knowing that with best technology they have, predicting weather, amount of rain, and they say everybody has modern stuff on floodgates, they know how much is going to be coming in by a formula.
Yeah.
So they should be opening water ahead of time so you can let the water through without flooding us, without flooding the park, and without flooding the farms. It can be done. But I think it was done very intentionally. You got too many people watching it to be, if it's one person, if it gets oversleep, I can understand, but not when you have computers monitoring that it knows when it's supposed to kick off in open days, or tell you when it should be done, give you a forecasting how much water it's going to be holding if you don't. So I think somebody just really said, you know, don't mind it, just let it flow.
Yeah. What about that, what used to be the state reservation that joins Big Cypress?
It's still there. Now it's under federal. We have to sue the state of Florida to take trusteeship away and put it with the Bureau.
And then
anytime they want to do something, they keep saying it's for benefit of Indians. We never got any benefit from it.
Yeah, but the Bureau, then the Bureau assigned it to the Miccosukee.
Yeah. So it's our benefit.
What do you use it for?
We have one service plaza, and we lease land out for grazing with Seminole tribe.
There's nobody living on it.
We have three homes, and we only have three families. None of them want to go.